This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Beau again. So today, we are going to talk about an impeachment inquiry surprise. Surprising to me, anyway. May not be surprising to anybody else, but is surprising to me. So we're going to go through some of the recent developments and the reporting and just talk about where that's at and just kind of run through everything. Okay, so Comer is one of the key people in the Biden impeachment inquiry. And reportedly, he recently told a colleague that he was, quote, done with the impeachment inquiry. And another lawmaker said that Comer is hoping Jesus comes so he can get out. Why? Because they haven't found anything. They haven't found anything at all. And that is surprising to me. And I'm not talking about like the Ukraine influence stuff. I've got videos going back years debunking that stuff. That was never something I expected to pan out. But they've been looking into him for 15 months. This guy's been a politician for, carry the one, like 612 years. And they couldn't find anything. Not even something to, you know, a molehill to turn into a mountain. Nothing. That's surprising. I honestly figured they would come up with something and try to just repeat it and blow it out of proportion until they got some kind of traction with their own base, at least. But here we are, and it doesn't look like they've got anything at all. So, obviously, that means that the impeachment inquiries will stop, right? I mean, probably not. They'll keep them open so they can continue to generate social media clicks and stuff like that. But at this point, it seems incredibly unlikely that this is really going to go anywhere. I mean, again, you have had Democratic Party members basically daring them to go ahead and take the impeachment vote. And it is important to keep in mind that even if they were to, you know, take a molehill and turn it into a mountain, it's not even certain it would get out of the House, much less through the Senate. But the fact that they really couldn't find anything to latch onto to just, you know, do the normal Republican thing and just repeat it over and over again until people believed it, that's surprising to me. So I wouldn't expect a whole lot of major developments with this. You may have rhetorical developments, but it kind of seems like this is over. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.